Welcome back to TechNet Radio. It's IT time, and in today's episode, Blaine Barton welcomes Ed Wilson to the show as he introduces his new book, PowerShell 3.0, Step by Step. Tune in as they discuss the process for writing this latest edition, as well as what topics will be covered in the book and where you can find it. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist with Microsoft here in my Tampa studio. And once again, we have the heavy hitter, the scripting guy for PowerShell, Ed Wilson, with us today. How you doing, Ed?
I'm doing great, Blaine.
Good. Welcome back to the show. I know you're a senior technical writer for Microsoft. You're all about PowerShell. In fact, you've just got done writing the Windows PowerShell 3.0 step by step. Is that correct?
That is correct, Blaine.
Excellent. Well, I always like to start out the show by, you know, getting to know my guest, but we know all about the scripting guy. What I really want to know is, how did you get the idea to write this book?
Let me tell you. So I actually, when I finished writing my PowerShell 2.0 best practices book, that took me 18 months. And I was pretty much tired of writing. Matter of fact, after I finished writing every book, and I've written 14, after every single book, I look at my wife and I say, I'm not going to do that again, you know. So I was at TechEd last year, and this acquisitions editor, for Microsoft Press, Ken, he came up to me, and he said, hey, you know, we really want you to write the PowerShell 3.0 step-by-step book. Yeah, and I kind of thought about it, and I said, oh, man, I'm really not wanting to do that. You know, I'm actually working on a murder mystery book right now. It's called Murder on Deck. And so I was wanting to spend my time working on that. But then he says, hey, you know, we'll give you this advance and all this other stuff. And, it's like the Jerry Maguire thing. You know, show me the money, and I'll start writing, So that's pretty much, it was a mercenary thing. But after I started getting into it, PowerShell 3 absolutely rocks. And it was just, so much fun. And, working on that book, there was so much that I wanted to put in that, you have to stay within certain page guidelines for a specific book and a specific series, because that's partially the way that they determine pricing and stuff. And so there was a lot of stuff that I really wanted to put into it that I couldn't. And so as it turns out, I'm actually going to be writing probably two more books on PowerShell 3.
That's fantastic. I know I've read a couple of your books. I've even had a personal book autographed by you, scripting guy, and the scripting wife. So that's awesome. Here's another question for you, Ed. You spent a lot of time putting this book together, but I'm kind of, I don't know about our listeners and viewers here today, but I'm kind of interested in what's the process? Can you kind of take us through, a short, kind of timeline of the things you do to get that book ready?
Sure. The first thing that I have to do, this is just like what you learned in high school. At least that's the way that I write. You begin with the outline. And so the outline becomes my blueprint for the book. And so what I do is I break the book up into the number of chapters, and I have an Excel spreadsheet, and then I go in and I look at the number of pages that are going to be in the book, and so then I assign the pages to the spreadsheet. Now, it doesn't always work out that way. Sometimes, like, for instance, I want this chapter to be 30 pages and I wind up needing 35, get done and 25 pages covered the topic. So I have an additional column that is my plus or minus overage, so that I'm always keeping track of extra pages, so that I know at the end of the process that, if I need to have put in an extra chapter, or if I need to just go long on something, that I can, because I'm keeping track of my page count. But so you develop the outline, and then you like to break the chapter up into two or three major sections. So those become what we call the A heads in Word. You're heading one, you're heading two, you're heading three, those kinds of things. And so after I've got my outline done, then I send it around to different people. For instance, Jerry Snow, Jeffrey Snover, the architect for PowerShell, he was one of the guys that reviewed my outline for this book. And so, hey, did I miss anything? You know, is there something that you think that I should have had that I didn't have? You know, blah, blah, blah. And so you send this outline around to, you know, a half dozen people or something and hope that you get feedback from, you know, three or four of them. You know, because a lot of people say they'll give you feedback and they never do. And so once you've got a really, really good outline, then the next thing that I do is I go through and I say, okay, I know about this, I know about this, I know about this. These are the chapters I'm going to start writing first. And then this chapter is going to require research. And so I'm going to put it farther down the line. So I don't always write the book starting with chapter 1 and go through chapter 20. Sometimes I may start writing at chapter 14. And because, you know, you have to turn in chapters every single week. Like I was saying, you know, before we started recording this, that my new book, I'm actually turning in two chapters a week. And so the first two chapters that I turned in are not 1 and 2. They're like 7 and 8, you know, because they're on WMI, and, you know, I'm extremely good with WMI.
Nice. So you kind of break them up into chunks, and it sounds like you take some of your favorite parts first.
Absolutely.
So, you know, 18 months to write the book, you're kind of talking about the process or the procedures for getting the chapters done on time and the amount of page counts, et cetera. But what I really want to know is, did you use PowerShell to actually help write the PowerShell book?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because Word has a very, very strong, very sophisticated automation model. And I've written lots of scripting guy blog articles about using PowerShell to automate Word. So for instance, yeah, I've got 20 chapters. So I developed my template that contains all the styles and all of that junk. And then I go through and I have this script, and it creates a folder for each chapter as well as a folder for pictures and for scripts. And then I have chapter folders underneath that. So the first script that I run, it creates my folder structure. You know, so it's, you know, chapters and then scripts and then pictures. And then underneath that, 1 through 20 on each of those. That's easy. Anybody could do that. Then the next thing I do is I go through, and my script then turns around, and it copies each of these template files, you know, and renames that chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, blah, 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 blah. Then the next thing that we do is, because I've got this very detailed outline, so I read through the outline, and then I add in, you know, my major points in the outline are actually the section titles. So then we come through there, then boom, boom, boom. You know, and then I have the points that are the details in those. Those become major points that are like, in this chapter you will learn, okay? And then at the end, it's like, in this chapter you learned, okay? Just change the tense a little bit. So my script gets done. By the time I run my script, I've already got 4 pages of the chapter done.
Nice. Well, you know, when you look at, you know, all the work that goes into it, all the things you've been doing, you mentioned you've written like 14 books, you know, what makes this one special? How do you know you got the Windows PowerShell 3.0 step-by-step right?
Let's see. How do I know I got it right? Well, I won't really know that I got it right until I start reading reviews on Amazon or something.
Yeah, and sales, I mean, right, tells you how you got it right.
Yeah.
Past history, right? From past history, it's going to be a popular book.
Yeah, I think it will be. I think, you know, that as far as I'm concerned, yeah, I think that I've got it right because, you know, I did a really good broad coverage of PowerShell 3, coverage of all the major topics. I think that anybody coming to the book could use this book to learn PowerShell, and even if they didn't know PowerShell. And that's one of the problems with a lot of books is, you know, we're at the third version of this technology now. So a lot of authors, when they write a new book on PowerShell, they assume that you already knew 1 and 2, and they skip past stuff that, you know, people don't know. And they dive into the stuff that's, you know, new in the technology. And the problem with that is, like how does a person that is coming into the IT field today, how are they going to learn PowerShell 3? You know, it's unreasonable to expect them to find an out-of-print book on 1 and 2 and read that to get up to speed for 3. You know, so I try to cover the material that way. But then at the other time, because I do have a very strong structure, I'm hoping that somebody that's knows the technology is going to still be able to buy this book and use it, and they'll be able to quickly find the information that applies to them. Now, one of the things that I didn't do, because this just absolutely takes too long, and I didn't say in 2.0 you did it this way, in 3.0 you do it this way. That gets really confusing to a newbie who's just coming to the technology, and it might be helpful for someone that is maybe working in both environments, but even somebody that is experienced, you know, if they see it, this is how you did it in 3.0, then they can assume, okay, this works in 3.0, and that's your target. And so I tried to focus as much as I can, you know, specifically on 3.0 without saying this is how you did it in 2 and this is the changes you can do in 3. You know, that just gets really squirrely.
Yeah, you know, it kind of makes sense because also with 3.0, with the IntelliSense and the get commands, with all the different commandlets when you list them out and all that, this is stuff that, you know, if you've been using 1 or 2, you know, you're going to have to learn the new stuff. But if you're coming into PowerShell for the first time, you want to kind of just get going and hit the ground running, right? So I'm excited about the book. I've read your previous books on PowerShell. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Windows PowerShell 3.0 step-by-step with Mr. Ed Wilson, the senior writer, technical writer at Microsoft. So with that, what else do you want to leave us with? Where can we get the book?
Well, you can pre-order the book right now from Amazon, and I highly recommend that you do that because it's on discount right now on Amazon because it's in pre-order status, and that would absolutely be the best way to get it. Once the first printing hits the shelf, you know, then it'll be flying off the shelf like hotcakes, and then you'd have to wind up waiting, you know, for the second printing and stuff to get it. So you'll definitely want to get the book. I think that anybody that's going to be working with, you know, Windows 7, 2008 R2, you know, Windows 8, of course, and Windows Server 2012, you're going to want this book. If you're doing Exchange, if you're doing SQL, if you're doing SharePoint, you're going to want this book.
Excellent. Well, hey, Ed, thanks for your time. I know you're a busy guy, and you're working on Server and PowerShell and writing the book or multiple books. Really appreciate being on IT Time Radio. And with that, it's a wrap.